On a quiet street about 25 minutes from downtown Juneau, Mercedes Munoz is in her Lena Cove studio. It's pretty serene. There are trees everywhere, bushes just loaded with salmon berries, and a great view of the water. My dog Rio and I visited her space to find out more about her process.
So first I start with a ball of clay, and there I'm forming it by hand, or I create it on the wheel.
Her wheel is in the center of the room, surrounded by shelves packed with neat rows of glazed pottery. Munoz works primarily with porcelain, so her finished pieces are mostly white. But much of her work is decorated with cheerful illustrations like ocean waves, fruit slices, and even a dog's backside.
This is the wax resist, so I paint this on the areas where I don't want glaze to stick to. Sometimes when I do the clear glaze over it, it can get a little bit more blurry, so I've been really into that juxtaposition of the bare porcelain with the glaze surface.
She shows me this technique on a small ceramic platter. It's smooth and shiny, except where little watermelon slices have been etched into the clay and painted bright pink and green. The end result really pops against the white background. Munoz's last exhibit in Juneau was cut short by the pandemic. And ever since then, she has been focused on growing her digital presence. She started by creating a website, then posting photos and videos to Instagram. She got a grant for artists who have had to change the way they practice in response to the pandemic. She used it to collaborate with Juneau photographer Nathan Kelly. He made a series of short films that showcased Munoz's work and her process. All of this added to her growing online profile. At some point along the way, she gained almost 2,000 followers on Instagram.
On my website, like if I see something going out of state, like I'll get to, you know, I get excited every time. I'm like, oh my gosh, I've never shipped something to Kansas before. You know, it's like just, it's exciting. Every step of the way for me is exciting.
Whenever Munoz releases small batches of her work online, it sells out quickly. So on the day of her first in-person show, after more than a year, parked cars crowded both sides of the road and a long line of people stood in her driveway. Shoppers in masks were allowed to enter an open tent in small groups to allow for distancing. The show opened at 10 a.m., but Christina Schulte was in line by 9:30, fully aware of how quickly items could go and not wanting to miss out. And a lot of other people showed up early, too, willing to stand in the rain and wait for their turns. Schulte said she has attempted to buy pieces from Munoz's virtual releases.
Her online shows have all sold out in about 2 minutes, and you have to be super ready to just hit refresh until you can buy the one thing you want and hope that you get it, because sometimes it will sell out from under you.
It appeared that Munoz's analog release was no exception. Sales were brisk, and the following Monday, a post from her Instagram account announced that even though this was the largest body of work she had ever released, there wasn't a single piece left. This show, too, had sold out. In Juneau, I'm Shelley Delaney.